In one of our stores, we have a Harmony Day flipbook, and I did this with my year three students, and we have it broken up into five parts where it's what is Harmony Day? We look at respect, talk about getting social. Ashley talks about what does it look like in our community, in our classroom, in our local community, in our national community. Then we look at values and attitudes and making a difference.
Welcome to Rainbow Skies for New Teachers, where we're all about bite-sized tips and simple strategies for bright and busy new teachers.
If you're in your first few years of your career and want to make the rollercoaster ride of teaching more fun, streamlined and stress-free, you're in the right place.
We're Ashley and Alicia, the dynamic duo from Rainbow Sky Creations, and we're excited to be your teacher mentors on the go. There are rainbows ahead, my friend.
And together, we're unstoppable. Let's get into today's episode.
Rainbow Sky Creations acknowledges the traditional owners of the land we have recorded this podcast on, the Dharawal and Whadjuk Noongar people. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures.
Hello and welcome to Rainbow Skies for New Teachers.
This is episode 22, where we talk about Harmony Week and ways you can celebrate it in the classroom. And if you don't know what we're talking about when we say Harmony Week, we're going to unpack that for you today, our global friends.
Yes, I am wearing my orange dress in celebration of Harmony Week, previously known as Harmony Day for any of our Aussies out there. Now, if you are international and you're thinking, what are these girls talking about? Harmony Day is celebrated on the 21st of March. Here in Australia, but it actually marks the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. So across the world, it is the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. And here in Australia, we have renamed it as Harmony Day, and now it is folded out to Harmony Week.
Hey there, listener. I've got something special to share with you today. Have you ever heard of Rolly shoes? If not, you're in for a treat. Imagine lightweight, comfy footwear in vibrant colours and bold prints. That's Rolly shoes for you. And here's the kicker. They're not just stylish, they're super comfy too. Perfect for those long days in the classroom. These shoes are a must-have for teachers. I've got three pairs myself. They're that good. Now let's talk about something super exciting. Rolly's Out of This World collection. This is a game changer. For the first time ever, they're offering made-to-order shoes. This is my dream come true. Shoes in the colour and style I want. There are 32 options to choose from, including Derby Punch, my personal favourite, or normal Derby, metallic or non-metallic finishes, and even the option to add coloured laces. Priced at $199.99, they're an investment in style and comfort. Plus, each pair comes in a custom holographic box, making it feel like a special gift just for you. Don't miss your chance to rock footwear that's as unique as you. Pre-order your pair from the Out of This World collection now and let your feet do the talking when they're delivered in June. Order today at rollynation.com.
And the idea behind Harmony Week is that everybody belongs. So we celebrate cultural diversity, we celebrate tolerance and inclusiveness of all Australians.
It really is a fun week. And you're probably going to find at your school, they're going to have a day. And if March 21 lands on a school day, they'll be like, come dressed in orange or something orange. And I was notorious for just forgetting about it. And do you know what the worst thing is? I really don't have orange in my wardrobe. Like, it's not my go-to color. So there were a handful of times throughout my years of teaching where Harmony Day came along and I'm like, oh my God, I have forgotten to wear the token color of the day. And I'd be scrambling. I'd be like looking for the orange crepe paper, any orange ribbon, going in and seeing a colleague who might, I'm like, come on, I can't even find orange socks. Like, this is not a good situation.
No, orange is a very, very tricky color. I'm going to show my type A-ness here. Last year, I did not have anything orange. I scrounged together some orange ribbons and actually handed them out to my daughter's friends. A few weeks later, I got given a beautiful bunch of flowers and it had an orange ribbon around it. Well, I have saved that orange ribbon and I am ready for this year's Harmony Week.
Yes. Do you know what? I don't even have an orange ribbon, so I need to do something of the same sort. But
I will send you one.
Yes, send me one of your Ashley gift packs. I always love those. So today we thought we'd talk about Harmony Week because it really is a big event in the Australian teaching calendar. Just that message of everyone belongs, inclusivity. But I really love it how you get to come together and talk about your cultural experiences, about what makes Australia, Australia, because we are such a diverse culture. And I know at a lot of schools, they might have it where the kids come in and they'll come dressed up in their cultural clothing or whatever might be something that is representative of where they feel they belong. So you will sometimes see the kids coming in their footy jerseys or their soccer outfits. Or my sister-in-law is from Korea. Her little girls would come in hanbok, which is like a traditional clothing for the Korean girls. So it's a really great time to just discuss and talk about everybody's differences, but that is what makes us unique.
Yeah, it sure does. So we really want to help Aussie teachers plan some relevant and meaningful learning experiences in relation to Harmony Week. And if you are listening to this and you are in another part of the world and you're not celebrating Harmony Week exactly, that's okay, because a lot of these lessons you'd be able to use just to celebrate inclusiveness in your classroom and celebrating where everyone fits in and how everyone belongs. So don't go anywhere if you're on the other side of the world. I think you're really going to enjoy some of these ideas that we're going to talk about today. Now, Alicia, we thought that we would break today's episode up into different grade levels and give some different ideas for each grade level. And then we're going to come back together and offer some ideas around some books and things like that.
Yes. We'll go from youngest to oldest. That's how we usually like to do things here. If you're looking at your kindy prep foundations, a really simple one is to introduce the idea of Harmony Day with that association of that color orange. And then we've got this really lovely activity, and it's very simple. You could get hand templates and print them out, or you could get the kids. And this is a really great skill of practicing their fine motor skills, where they trace each other's hands and they try and cut out their hands, which is a challenge in itself. So you might want to just have them cutting out the template around it and then helping them with those fine motor skills. And then you're going to set up that hand display. You could set it up as a circle. You could set it up as a peace sign, as a love heart, whatever shape it may be. And you're going to then discuss that key value of Harmony Week, about how everybody belongs. So you've got those handprints, you've got them in a shape that is inclusive and enclosed. And then what's the best way to wrap up a prep lesson or even a warm up for this lesson is you read them a book about the theme of Harmony Week. And those sorts of things would be the values of inclusivity, of belonging, of love, of acceptance. And then you just put that display up. And it's a great one as a friendly reminder when the kids look at it that they're like, oh yeah, everyone belongs here. That's my handprint.
Yeah, it would be a great one to go on the classroom door too. Put on my kindergarten hat. And I was thinking, if you didn't want them to trace their hand and then color it in and design it themselves, you could even get them to paint their hands and do handprints that way and pop it up on the classroom door. My other little hot tip for kindergarten or prep foundation teachers, especially at this time of the year, because we know that your little preppies are probably not as self-sufficient as what they will be at the end of the year. You could get them to trace their hand, color it in, do any sort of design on it, and then send them up to the grade six buddies and get them to cut it out for them and send it back down, or even have some helpers at lunchtime or something. But that is a great way to really get that display out there and show them that everyone is different and everyone has things to celebrate about themselves, but everyone still belongs in the classroom. So I love that activity of the handprint. You could even do that one in year one or grade two.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it all the way up through the primary school. Your whole school might want to do one. Like,
We had an idea on our blog where the whole school does do one. So everyone does a handprint. Everyone does their own individual design in the middle of their hand. And then you could spell out words like respect or belonging, because you would have that many hands to be able to create that. That would be really fun.
So that's a simple little way to introduce Harmony Week with your kindy kids. Then we're moving on to grade one and two. Tell us about that one, Ash.
Yes, moving on to grade one and grade two, you can really delve a little bit deeper into this idea that everyone belongs. And what does that actually mean? What does that mean inside your classroom? What does that mean inside your school, inside the greater community? We love this activity where you give everybody a heart. It's very similar to the hand activity, but it has the word harmony in the middle of it. And then They decorate their heart in any way that they like. They might want to use the color orange because that represents Harmony Day, or they can do any other design that they like. And then come back together and talk about how each heart has its own special features. And these hearts are just like us. Even though they all have differences, it doesn't mean that we can't live in harmony together. And then if you display those hearts, they look so beautiful all pieced together. We actually have a freebie with hearts like that. So we'll make sure that we pop those in the show notes too. But I love that activity for grade one and grade two.
Yeah, it's a fun one. I was actually thinking about your grade one and two. You could even incorporate some element if you're wanting to decorate the classroom and just set up some orange decorations where you do the linking chains.
Yes.
You could just have an activity where you're incorporating with that maths element where the kids have to cut up strips, or you could pre-cut up the strips. You could even, like, if you got year twos, they probably wouldn't mind ruling them and measuring them and cutting them up. And then they just decorate the classroom with making those linking chains. And you could have a little competition or see how many can you link together in 10 minutes and then make a very big decoration in your classroom. Because, hey, it's a whole week. So you could do that the week before and just have these great decorations up in the classroom. So it's like a fun one to do with your year ones, year twos.
I was even thinking as you were saying that, if they had their little strips and they wrote their names on it and then everyone's names are on a chain and they're linking them together, that's a really nice symbol of unity, isn't it?
Yes, perfect. There we go.
Look at us coming up with ideas right here on the spot. I'm excited. I kind of want to go in and teach now.
Yes. Go volunteer in one of your kids' classrooms.
I will. You know me too well. That's totally what I'm going to be doing. All right. Let's move on to grades three and four. Now, all of these activities that we're talking about, they're not limited to these grades, of course. You could pick and choose and you might think, oh, my grade threes would love to make those paper chains, or my year fours would love to do that Harmony Heart activity. So know that you can pick and choose and switch these ideas around. We've just given sort of a bit of a range of age appropriate activities.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you're getting up through those higher grades, you can really start to delve into that exploration of diversity where you're discussing where students' families originate, what languages they might speak at home, what traditions they might have throughout the year. Are there any special food dishes that they make? Really great way to get that discussion happening. We do have Harmony Week packs, and in them we have this activity where you could do a Y chart for Harmony. What does it look like, sound like, feel like? I mean, you can draw this up in their workbooks. But another great thing when you're starting to move up into the upper years is you can start to unpack that vocabulary and start to do a literacy activity where they're getting the dictionaries out, where they're finding the meaning of those words such as multiculturalism, compassion, diversity, tolerance, acceptance, and for them to start making a connection with how that relates to their lives. I really do love the middle primary. It's probably my favorite years to teach. In one of our stores, we have a Harmony Day flip book, and I did this with my year three students, and we have it broken up into five parts where it's what is Harmony Day? We look at respect, talk about getting social. Ashley talked about what does it look like in our community, in our classroom, in our local community, in our national community. Then we look at values and attitudes and making a difference. And what I did was when I printed out this flip book, we started it at the beginning of Harmony Week. So by the end of Harmony Week, so each day we did one of those activities. And by the end, we had this little remembrance token of Harmony Week for that year. The kids really enjoyed it. And you could see they were taking the time and effort into sharing information about themselves, because I think that's what kids love about Harmony Week. It is that little element of egocentricness where they can be like, oh, it's a little bit about me, but also a little bit about everybody else. So I think kids are always happy to talk about themselves. So you can really start to learn a bit more about what makes them them and what makes us all part of the community.
Yeah, for sure.
Amplify Music Education creates contemporary, ready-made music lessons designed for all classroom teachers, allowing them to deliver the most amazing, memorable classroom music lessons they've ever taught, all without needing any prior music experience, yet still meeting all of the curriculum outcomes.
But it doesn't stop there. The Amplify platform is loaded with resources that will complement your teaching and student well-being beyond the music classroom. It's not just fun for the students, it's fun for everyone.
Sign up for your free trial today at amplifymusiceducation.com.au.
These split book ideas, one thing I love about them is you could actually get them all set up and use them as a literacy rotation activity during Harmony Week, or even in the lead up, the week before, the week during, the week after. And one of the activities is the kids just work on this flip book. It encourages them to do a little bit of research. It encourages them to reflect. It encourages them to look outside themselves and at each other. And also there's lots of rich vocabulary, like we were talking about earlier on when Alicia was describing them, finding that vocabulary and terminology and finding out the actual meanings behind it. So I love those flip books for that reason. And grade three, grade four, they're really becoming independent learners. You could even have them as like an afternoon task where you say, okay, everyone, we're coming in from lunchtime, work on your flip book. You can work in any order that you like. I know when I've taught those middle years, they have absolutely loved that little bit more of independence, and they love a project. They just love it.
They do. They get their teeth in. You got those kids who race through them. They're like, where's my other project? Can I start a new project? You're like, whoa. Come on. Is this your best work? Let's have a look at this. What have we done?
Yeah, those flip books are fun though, because you set them out and then the kids could even then go and create their own once they've seen how it's sort of set out and how you can set it up. So that's an idea too, if you have those fast finishes that are sort of pressuring you to give them more.
That's exactly right. So we've done our kindy 1-2, grade 3-4, and then we've got our final year level, grade 5-6.
Yeah. So with grades 5 and 6, we can really dig that little bit deeper and talk about what does harmony actually mean and how can we create a harmonious society and how as individuals can these students actually contribute to that. One activity that we love to do with this age group that requires that higher order thinking is to try and write a recipe for harmony. Like, what sort of things do they need? What sort of things do each person in our society need to do to be able to contribute to having that harmonious environment where everyone does feel like they belong?
Yes, it really is a great one to see what recipes the students write and just see how deep some kids can really go on this level. I mean, I know if 12-year-old Alicia had written a harmony recipe, I think it would have been pretty surface level, but I know there's a lot of deep thinkers out there. So I would challenge you to try this activity with your older students.
Yeah. The other thing you could do, which is one of our absolute favorites, is the Harmony Project. And this is another research student-guided approach where you have all of these different projects up on the wall and the students could choose the projects that they work on, or you could do them as a class, so one per day, or you could do it over a term, you could do it over a week. It just depends on how much time you've got. We know that schools have done it generally as a whole school. A school I used to work at that was a very small school, one stream, they did the Harmony Project as an entire school, which was so special. They sent me photos and I could see all the different activities that they did. But basically, the Harmony Project has many research tasks that the students can complete. Some of them are a little bit more higher order. Some of them are a little bit more individualized. But that is a really great activity to do as well. Again, yeah, it would be really good for literacy groups.
Yes, I have done it that way. And I also used to have this display board outside my classroom that just didn't get used. So I set up the Harmony Project out on there for half of the first term. And the kids who were walking by would sometimes stop and flip a heart over and have a little read of it and going, oh, who are some local helpers in my community? Or, oh, what is an interesting dish from Asia or Africa or any continent that I might want to find out about or learn about? So it got other kids outside of other classrooms having a look at it. And whenever we got up to do the activity, I would be like, kids, get up, go outside. And just that novelty of going outside, flipping over a little card, was enough to kind of get the kids blood pumping through their brains, ready to learn.
Yeah, it would be a really good one too. You could have this up and it be the go-to for those fast finishes in your classroom, like we were talking about earlier. So those kids that are finishing activities, go and choose a project from the Harmony Project. We have a workbook and things that go along with it. So you could print it out and it's kind of more guided, but you wouldn't need to do that either. The kids could just create freehand on a device or on a piece of paper, however they want to do it. So great for fast finishes too.
It is. There are 24 prompts in that project, so it will keep them entertained and focused for quite a long time.
Yeah, it sure will. All right, let's move on to some book suggestions, Alicia, because we know as primary school teachers, one really great way to talk through tricky big concepts like this is through really good quality literature.
Yes. Storytelling is so powerful. I believe if you learn something via storytelling, there's a 60% chance of you remembering it more. So there's a reason why we have picture books and stories and novels in the classroom, because that's how we learn and can retain that information even better than just being told it straight out. Mm. So we've got a few here. I'll tell you the first three I've got on the list. It's called This Love by Isabel Otter and Harriet Linus. That's a lovely one.
That is a great book. And Alicia bought that as a gift for my little Elka a long time ago. And it is still on high rotation in our reading.
Oh, that's a good one. Look, I had a rainbow on it, but anything with love and inclusivity, I'm all for it. Then we've got one of our favorite Aussie authors, Mem Fox, and her book, I'm Australian Too. We've actually got a whole book pack for that one. It is just a really relevant book for our Aussie kids. And I love that one. I would read that with all primary school kids.
Yeah.
And another great Mem Fox book is Whoever You Are. That's a great one as well.
Yeah, good that on one's Mem having Fox. A moment on the podcast because we've spoken about that one a couple of episodes ago, but that is an absolute goodie. Okay, another great one is The Hueys in the New Jumper by Oliver Jeffers. Look, anything Oliver Jeffers is amazing. That's a great book. We Are All Equal by P. Crumble and Jonathan Bentley. Another goodie. That's the one with all the animals on the front. I'm sure yes. You have seen it.
My little one loves that one at the moment. What are our last two, Ash?
Our last two are I Am Love and A New Alphabet for Humanity. We will make sure that we've got a blog post with books for Harmony Day. So we will pop that blog post in the show notes so you can go and actually have a look at what those books look like. And we've got links there so you can find them. But I'm sure your school library would have copies of many of these. And if they don't be afraid to go and check out your local library and go and ask them for some of these books. I think one thing that we do as teachers and as new teachers is we love books and we collect books and picture books are great, but the library is out there and it's such a great source of finding great literature. And the librarians are also amazing with ideas for books as well.
I think sometimes we forget they're such an untapped resource. Like I was just talking to our local librarian at the end of the year because I was wanting to get a bunch of Christmas themed books and just talking about the little plans I had for my girls. And we're chatting for ages and about different authors and Australian authors. So if you've got a librarian and you haven't stopped to have a conversation with them lately, use this as your opening discussion point of like, how many weeks coming? Have you got some really great books I could recommend? I'd really love to read with my students. And they're probably going to talk for a good 10, 15 minutes without taking a breath because they're so excited to talk about it. So go do it. Go have a chat to the librarian.
And if you come across any really great ones that we haven't spoken about that aren't on our blog, send us a DM or an email. We are always on the lookout for great books and we would love to share them with our community.
Yes. So we have all of the information that we've shared today in a lesson ideas guide for Harmony Week. We will share that in the show notes where you can download your free copy and pretty much just get all the links to all these activities and books that we have been talking about.
Yeah. And also there's a lot of visuals in that free booklet too. So if you're thinking, oh, I don't know what the girls were talking about when they were talking about little hearts with the word harmony, it's got loads of photos and visuals in there of what it actually looks like inside real classrooms. So that is also helpful if you're a visual learner like I am.
Yes. And I feel like Harmony Week just pairs up at such a great time in the school year where you've just started the school year, you're getting close to wrapping up term one and Easter is on the horizon. But it's just a really lovely way with Harmony Week to remind them of that core value of acceptance and that we're all contributing to a happy and peaceful world. You're allowed to in that week and further on to just really unpack that and talk about what can we do to make our world, our classroom, our school the best and happiest place that we want to be by making everyone feel accepted.
Yeah, for sure. Everyone plays a part in that puzzle. And I think that can be so empowering for kids to know and learn about. Well, that was a bit of a marathon of ideas in today's episode.
So do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a reminder on my calendar for March 21 to wear orange because it's something I don't usually do and I'm going to drown myself in orange. Maybe just orange juice I'll drink.
I'm going to make sure my orange dress is washed and ready. Everyone else, you go and get your orange bits and pieces all organized. Please let us know if you decided to do any of these activities in the classroom. We always love hearing from you. Send us a DM over on our socials. It is us in those DMs. We're there answering, reading every single one of them. And we always appreciate when we get messages from people, or send us an email at admin@rainbowskycreations.com. So we will be back next week, Alicia. What are we going to be talking about next week?
Oh, it's one of my favorite topics. It's about boosting student engagement. So come on by and have a listen next Monday.
Yeah, next Monday is going to be a goodie. Again, you may need your pen and paper because we are sharing loads of ideas. Well, that is a wrap for today.
Until next week, there are rainbows ahead, my friends.
And together, we're unstoppable.